Jay-Z sues over lack of African Americans judging trademark case. By Joshua Kaplan on November 28, 2018. Hip-hop mogul Jay-Z filed a lawsuit against the American Arbitration Association in a bid to prevent the organization from judging a trademark case, claiming the committee isn't comprised of enough African Americans. The triple underscore A's lack of African American arbitrators came as a surprise to Carter, in part because of triple underscore A's advertising touting its diversity. The complaint filed in Manhattan's Supreme Court reads: the 48-year-old rapper, whose real name is Sean Carter, sued the brand management company Iconics to postpone arbitration regarding infringement issues over the design of Roc Nation hats. The New York Post reports: Iconics bought Jay-Z's apparel brand Roc-A-Wear in 2007. Iconics first sued the mogul in Manhattan federal court last year, claiming a hat deal with Major League Baseball interfered with their licensing agreement. That case is ongoing. Then, on October 1, Iconics filed an arbitration proceeding against Carter demanding financial information, presumably as a litigation tactic, the rapper's lawyer Alex Spiro says in court papers. But when Jay-Z went to review members of the AAA, he was confronted with a stark reality. He could not identify a single African American arbitrator on the large and complex cases roster, composed of hundreds of arbitrators, that had the background and experience to preside over the arbitration, the suit says. According to the American Arbitration Association, two panel members judging the case are African American, while three others are Latino, South Asian, and Asian America. The organization said it is composed of 24% women and minorities, a ratio Jay-Z said prevents minority business owners from receiving equal protection of the laws. The court filing argues the token number of African Americans is illegal and warrants a suspension in arbitration against Iconics unless more diversity is added to the panel. Press representatives for Carter and Iconics have yet to issue a statement on the case's latest development.